ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो
Maharaj meeting with the Kumaras. Text 12. Swagatam
Vom
Dvijashreshta.
Swagatam
Vom Dvijashreshta. Yat Vratani
Mumukshavah.
Yat Vratani Mumukshavah. Charanti Shraddhaya
Dhira.
Charanti Shraddhaya Dhira.
Bala
Eva
Brihanti
Cha.
Bala
Eva
Brihanti
Cha. Swagatam Vodija Shrishta. Shraddhaya
Dhira
Bala Eva Brihanti
Cha.
Swagatam Vo Dvijashreshta. Yat Vratani Mumukshavah. Charanti Shraddhaya
Dhira
Bala Eva Brihanti Cha. Swagatam Vodhita Shrishta. Yat Vratani Mumukshava. Charanti Shraddhaya
Dhira.
Bala Eva Brihanti
Cha.
Word for word meaning. Su-agatam. Welcome.
Welcome.
Va. Unto you.
Dvija
Shrestha.
The best of the
Brahmanas. Yat. Hus.
Vratani.
Vows.
Mumukshavah.
Of persons desiring liberation. Charanti.
Behave.
Shraddhaya.
With great faith.
Dhira.
Controlled.
Bala.
Boys.
Eva.
Like.
Brihanti.
Observe.
Chant.
Also.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Please respond. Maharaj Prithu
offered his welcome
to the four Kumaras,
addressing them
as the best
of the Brahmanas.
He welcomed them,
saying,
from the beginning
of your birth,
you strictly observed
the vows of
celibacy,
and although
you are experienced
in the path of liberation,
you are keeping yourselves
just like small children.
purport. The specific importance of the Kumaras is that they were brahmacharis living the life of celibacy from birth. They kept themselves as small children, about 4 or 5 years old, because by growing into youth, one's senses sometimes become disturbed and celibacy becomes difficult. The Kumaras therefore purposefully remain children because in a child's life, the senses are never disturbed by sex. This is the significance of the life of the Kumaras, and as such, Maharaj Prithu addressed them as the best of the Brahmanas. Not only were the Kumaras born of the best Brahmana, Lord Brahma, but they are addressed herein as Dvijashreshtha, the best of the Brahmanas, on account of their being Vaishnavas also. As we have already explained, they have their sampradaya, the disciplic succession, and even today the sampradaya is being maintained and is known as the Nimbarka sampradaya. Out of the 4 sampradayas of the Vaishnava acharyas, the Nimbarka sampradaya is one. Maharaj Prithu specifically appreciated the position of the Kumaras because they maintained the brahmacharya vow from the very beginning of their birth. Maharaj Prithu, however, expressed his great appreciation of Vaishnavism by addressing the Kumaras as Vaishnava Shreshta. In other words, everyone should offer respect to a Vaishnava without considering the source, his source of birth. Vaishnavi Jati Mundi. No one should consider a Vaishnava in terms of birth. The Vaishnava is always the best of the Brahmanas, and as such, one should offer all respects to a Vaishnava, not only as a Brahmana, but as the best of Brahmanas.
So this is Prithu Maharaj meeting with the Kumara. We understand that Kumar were around the Mahajan. So Mahajana Janavata Sapantha. You have to make advancement. You have to follow the acharyas. There are 12 Mahajan. You should follow their footprints. What are these? Anybody knows? Narada, Swayambhu, Shambhu. Then Kapila, Manu, Vyasuki, Bhishma, Janaka, Prahlad, Boli, Jamaraj. Any other I miss something I want?
Kumara.
That's right. Kumara. So and from this Kumara, one of the Sampradaya is coming. That is Nimbarka Sampradaya, is it? Yes, same. Vishnu Swami from Rudra Sampradaya. And from Kumara, I think Kumara is Nimbark. So there are 4 sampradayas, and we belong to Brahma, from Brahma, Brahma, Madhya, Gauriya, ISKCON. That is awesome. Anyway, so we follow, let's see, Brahma Madhya is the last Bhupan, and that, after that, now going on. We are seeing how it is going. So let's see what Prabhupada said. Here, Prabhupada is saying, other than Prabhupada, the other leaders, this is what the great sage Jagabalka said, because they are the ideal brahmachari, Kumara. Say that, karmana, what brahmacharya or celibacy means. Brahmacharya means celibacy. Karmana manusa vacha. The bhava of a brahmacharya is meant to help one completely abstain from sex indulgence in work, in words, and mind. Karmana means work. Manusa means mind. Vacha, my words, at all times, under all circumstances. All places is in Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter 6, part 13 and 14, it is there in the Parpur Maswati. It is the quotation from Jagavarga. But then our Siddharsami says, there are eight aspects of Brahmacharya as described by Siddharsami's commentary on Bhagavata. Sharanam, Kirtanam, Gedi, Prekshanam. Very difficult to know. Guccha Akshanam, Sankalpa, Adhyavasayascha, Kriya, Nibbitti, Evacha. These are eight things. Prabhupada also sometimes says, slight fall down on Brahmacharya practice, which is almost next to impossibility, I think. These are eight, I am telling you. Think about opposite sex. Speak about sex life. Dilly-dallying with the opposite gender. Look lustfully at the opposite sex. Talk intimately with opposite gender. Decide to engage in sensual, say sexual intercourse, endeavor for this life, engage in sex life. One who practices brahmacharya is called a brahmachari. In the varnasram system, brahmachari is asram. That means this implies spiritual life. This is the beginning of life. According to the Vedic principle, the first part of life should be utilized in brahmacharya for the development of character and spiritual qualities. This is in the beginning, Prabhupada said in ISKCON 1965. He said, like the soul, he said, I will start with this, we'll have a school, it's called Gurukul, and there one should learn. Brahmacharya life means try to learn, control the mind and the senses. Just simply under the order for the good of Guru, day and night work. That is brahmacharya life. Enter it at the age of 5 or 6. So Prabhupada start in Dallas, Gurukul. And throughout the world, wherever the Grihastha living, especially in the palms, like say Mayapur, there's a new Vrindavan, I don't know. I think Vrindavan school and many other places he started. Because he said this Gurukul is the future of ISKCON. It's still there. They simply study scripture, do everything simple. From the early morning they start with Jagga, Mangalarti, all these things. And learn. Simply trained by Guru to become a Brahmachari. Now, what he said here, all these things, is next to almost impossible, you see. Now, as the advanced civilization means always enhancing only sense gratification, either subtle or gross. So it's very difficult. So it's almost a challenge. You can see the life of Ajamil, who is a great devotee. Ajamil was a perfect Brahmin. He, when he was a little boy, his father will be sent him. The Brahmin means he was born in a Brahmin family. Still now that place is there. It's called Kanna Kuch in North India, near Kanpur somewhere. Used to be. And there are many Brahmins. And one Brahmin has got a son whose name was Ajamil. And his father, usually son are trained by father, he thinks he will be like me. Usually doctor, just like you see engineers. So Brahmin son, businessman, I have seen this, everybody in his family. Same thing, it's easier because he sees his father. So his father will ask him, dear Ajamil, can you bring for me in the morning, take something, carry little flowers. Bring some tulsi leaves, bring some flowers, some fruits nearby. And if there Kanpur Ganga is the Ganges water, so that he can worship Narayan. Every Brahmin usually worship Narayan Shila. Our ISKCON also. Prabhupada allowed some, those are qualified Brahmin, not just initiated Brahmin. In this connection, I tell one story. After, of course, the very many, about Ajami. So Ajami was trained by his father doing this. So this way he is doing devotional service, helping his father. But one day he saw always this there. Even Saptajuga there are prostitutes. Not to speak of now. Tritajuga, fallen little. People lost many things. They used to live divided by 100,000 years, then used to live 1,000 years. 10,000 years. Then more fallen as the Kali Yuga advancing. So become 1,000. And then now 100 came Kali Yuga. Usually people just to be pious and deep a regulated life. So anyway, at that time, Ajamil's time, and now Kali Yuga. Ajami Swami Yuga, I can't remember. Anyway, it was Kanuj, the Brahmin, he's bringing. He saw, which is nothing nowadays, around the world. One man and woman, young, they looked to be ready. He saw when he went, suddenly, because of Asat Sangha, which is not in his hand, in the darkness, he saw something, and man and woman enjoying. They are drunk, their eyes are rolling, reddish, sometimes laughing. They're raising, embracing, kissing, all these things. There's nothing unusual in most of the part of the world nowadays, except a few parts. But they have the access, watching. Coming advance, Facebook. What is that? YouTube, what are the others? Twitter, so many. And so irresistibly attractive. Everybody knows. Even in some cases in newspaper, you see, doctor says, keep your this cell phone out, otherwise I cannot give you medicine, this, that. You are mad after, even in sleeping at night, keep it near your head. Many people. So attached. And everything is there, your diary, your license, number, timbre, everything, your passport, visa, everything, you can put it. You don't have to carry some briefcase. Just put it in the pocket. At one. Dictionary. Everything. So anyway, it's a big attachment. You want to see the news, world news. So many things. Anyway, so for him, so at that time, he never seen all these things. He's a good brahmachari. He has samo. Brahmin means maybe he controls his mind. Damo, controls his senses. Brahmin means like that. Tapo, he does tapasya. We also do. If I may say, today, how many of us got up early in the morning so that you can come to Mangalarati or do your job or finish before sunrise? How many of you finish job already, 16 rounds? This is nothing in purpose of these 16 rounds. First he told 4 times of that. And they make a long face. Okay, how? He gave a long face. So Prabhupada said, quarter, that's enough. I cannot make less than this. To some, our sister organization, make it 1/4 of it. You just do 4 rounds. Please do work. Think, Baba says, all your strength comes from this. You strictly follow 4 levels of principle. That is your simplest, major sin. Come to Mangalarti. Do 16 rounds as early as possible. It's nothing. Take only prasad and prasad only, put by the devotee. Stay away from materialistic. Materialistic, those are interesting sense gratification. Then you are spiritually strong, because sadhana is strong. But now, Prabhupada, what? I have got so much responsibility. So, how many rounds you have done now? Now 10 o'clock. Prabhupada, I don't find time. I did 2 rounds. Go back. What is your first duty? First duty? Well, you say, finishing 16 rounds, Sarvamangalarti. So, what can I do? Then anything can happen to you. In front of Maya, you are surrounded. Even inside the temple, it could be victim of Maya. You can be looking at the deity, maybe thinking something else. Yes? Not unlikely. So you are where your consciousness is. Not that I am in the temple, I am spiritual world. Where is your consciousness? Is the consciousness Krishna consciousness? Then you are in the spiritual world. That is the real Brahmacharya. He is surrounded by most attractive objects, but he is not there, his mind. This is the real Brahmacharya, Prabhupada says. Some may say he is unsocial, he is not associating with others. Something funny, strange. People may think strange. This is very unusual in these days, like that. Not to, isolate himself. Something strange, They will think. They think this is natural, but this is Vedic culture. And Bhagavad, if you maintain it, well, you have the very chance. He can become a good Vaishnava, good sannyasi, good grihastha. Even if grihastha is gone, Krishna consciousness, he can become a brahmachari. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's all devotees, most of them are grihastha, but at heart, they're pretty renounced, they're not attached. It's better to live something which is practical. In Kali Yuga, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, ideal life is grihastha life. But that grihastha is idea. It can be called brahmachari also. Because he does not think my wife will give me, is meant for my sense pleasure. Then he can be a brahmachari also, though dressing like a grihastha. We live together for the propagation of Krishna consciousness, spiritual life. They have children, nothing to bring them Krishna consciousness. Everybody, our house is an ideal question of life, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he had more than 10 sons, Prabhupada said. 10 children, not all sons, son and daughter. Still, he goes to work as a magistrate. He's not staying in the temple. When he comes back home, after a little break, he will some or other take something, maybe milk and chapati or something. Must have been that. And go to take rest at night, 8 o'clock, get up 12 o'clock, and do his whole spiritual activity. Writing. This way he wrote 100 books or more. But is it grihastha means? He must have children. Grihastha means there must be grihini. Why? Otherwise he is not grihastha. And children. No children, no. He is not grihastha. Because why? Grihastha means putrathe kiyatva. You get married because of getting children. What children? Vaishnava children. You pray to the Lord. My dear Lord, give me some Vaishnava son, daughter. That is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, though he is a grihastha, he had got such a person empowered. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which Prabhupada first saw with a little association, and Prabhupada see what today he is doing. Empowered Prabhupada. You just pray to Jagannath, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But we are also praying, that doesn't have to fulfill. Krishna will see, Jagannath is how much you are surrendered, how much you are sincere, trying our best and serious. So he reciprocated. A person like Bhakti Dasari, who became the guru of Prabhupada, Gaudiya Math, so many sannyasis, opened so many institutions, Gaudiya, maybe 62 or 64 throughout India. tried outside, and Prabhupada was successful. Such a guru. Sannyasis used to go to learn from him. What is the Siddhanta? Such dress is not sannyasi, you have to know. A Vaishnava, pure devotee, is much, much greater than a sannyasi. You can see from the story of Maharaj Ambarish is trying to be harassed by a big sannyasi guru, Durvasa Muni. How many disciples? 60,000? So proud, I know. Arrogant. Why they will respect him? He's the Grihastha. He has to be told man, Maya. Things like that. Why people respect him? Now later on he came to understand who he is. Don't see him Grihastha. See in terms of devotee. He's a Vaishnava. Real Vaishnava is beyond Varnashram Dhamma. He is beyond sannyas. Sannyas is Varnashram Dhamma. A Vaishnava is beyond that. So one who is a real Vaishnava, he already transcends this brahmacharya, sannyas, all these things. Some can become. When the master of his guru, they transcend, they don't have to go through. This is a gradual process. Start. Build your character under the guidance of a Vaishnava guru. Even Krishna himself goes to Sandipani Muni and showed how to become a brahmachari, dedicate his life. Brahmachari guru kriya vasandanta guru ritam. To please guru, even whole day he is working, going for begging, this, that, doing jagga, whatever guru says. All menial service of the guru he is doing. And by the mercy or blessing of Guru, his life is molded. How to control senses, how to control mind. And without that, naturally there is every possibility to succumb to Maya. And we see this thing, it's always happening. Many in big organization maybe they haven't done brahmachari life. So there is possibility can happen. It's very difficult. That is why Prabhupada said, I am starting these things. And you don't add, don't subtract. You'll get the result. That is what is happening. Brahmachari means the one who is in a brahmacharya ashram. Brahmacharati, who is in the spiritual platform, supposed to have by controlling senses. Now if you ask here, yesterday was discussed. How many can say, I have got control of sin, I am going through the street. Common people are victim like that. Near my shop. Hut, don't mind. So we have to make that. People like. You take, offer to Krishna. Everything is provided in Krishna's samsara, Krishna's family. We are Krishna's family. Members. The Krishna's family. Dwaraka, they are enjoying everything. This ISKCON is like that. Go back to spiritual world. Again, you have another ISKCON. Nice prasad, nice dress, everything is provided. But all dovetail with Krishna consciousness. Hello? You are right? Excuse me. Don't mind. Feel it. Loves it. This is very important. That is why Prabhupada said, this movement is meant for building character. Otherwise, sometimes people highly appreciate it. This is my heart. You do this. You want to make me happy. You want to make please me. Please your spiritual master. Do this. But if you simply do this, don't do this also. Come to Mangala Arati. Come to or get up early in the morning. That which is said. Do your japa very nicely, attend class, all these things. The basic thing he said, do not change. Moment change, I saw what is the result in my 50 years' time. In 50 years' time, I saw so many changes, upheavals, topsy-turvy. We can learn so much from this. But it's already there in Prabhupada's books. Do you take it seriously? are not surprised. Seriously, you are not surprised. You are not surprised, many things. I had also association with Prabhupada, personal, many times. And he repeatedly cautioned, I find it difficult to do, I must say. Try to remember. I think if at all I am surviving still, maybe because I tried as much as I did, and that is there, maybe, as you sow, so you reap, still surviving. So, we request Prabhupada again and again, say, be very, very sincere and serious in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, don't, you don't survive. Take it very seriously. And they are surviving still. There may be many, they may be grihastha, why surviving? Many ladies may be surviving, may be doing simple things. They are not in the limelight, in the society. But in the Krishna's heart, Krishna is showing their compassion. That meek and humble, surviving. In the limelight, it is not very unlikely to become victim of so many things. One day, some of the things I am saying, I don't like to say big talks. Someday, one devotee is saying, Prabhupada, I am reading Bhagavad Gita. There is chapter 15, most probably, or 16. Daiva Asursam. How can you know who is developing good qualities of a daily lord and the Lord, and others not, Asuri? I see we have got many of these bad qualities. Read, Isharo aham, aham bhogi, everything is meant for my enjoyment, whatever I see around. I am the center of everything, I am the controller. Isharo aham, aham bhogi, balavan, I am very powerful. I killed my rivals, got rid of, eliminated, and others are there, I am going to eliminate now. And Prabhupada, this is, we have all this. Anything else?
Yes.
Prabhupada said, Dambha, pride. Darpa, arrogance. Conceit, enviousness. Jealousy, harshness. Ignorance, superiority, feeling. Jealousy complex. These are symptoms of demoniac quality. I see we have got all. You see, most of us. So I thought we have become Vaishnava. But yes, you are Vaishnava. Seen from another angle. But these are subtle. You should do nicely. Follow. Then you will gradually get to, it takes time to get rid of. If you search within, you find all these things we have got. So this is a character building institution. Doesn't matter. So Prabhupada wrote down the symptom of a Vaishnava according to Chaitanya Charitamrita. There are 28 qualities. And Krishna told Uddhava, if you see really pure Vaishnava, not he has to be something big gun. I did this, I did that. No, that by you cannot judge. But one thing you can definitely find, this they have to have, this symptom. These are this. Krishna is telling to Uddhava. Krishna is telling, I am winding up my pastime, I am going back to the spiritual world. Everything what I have to do, I have done. I also go, no. You go to Badrinath and I am telling you, preaching to you about devotional service. Who is a real devotee? He has got these qualities. He told nearly about 28 qualities. And this in many ways. Does not matter, he is a grihastha, he is sweeping floor or doing pujari. Women, grihastha, vanaprastha. Don't have, it's there, it's said, you have to take sannyas. You have to be weak. So many institutions, devotees, so many. You may. Nothing of that sort. this is eternal. What Krishna says. For the time being, Prabhupada to encourage, you say, oh, you are great. You did this, you did that, you did that. Very pleasing to me. Definitely pleasing to Prabhupada. This is one aspect according to his inclination. Who had get that service. Okay, you are expert in this. Do this service. But don't neglect doing your 16 rounds. Don't neglect to eat prasad. Don't eat outside often. Then you will be contaminated. Then you succumb to, susceptible to become victim of maya. What saintly persons really happen? Dressing, Prabhupada says, is not brahmachari. Dressing is not renounced. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, at heart become renounced. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate, he said, Chaitanya Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu Bhaktavan Vaidanka Buddha. Mahaprabhu's most of the followers are at heart renounced. But externally, they are all useful. He's not attached to his will. The part before say that, those who are this, Gyastra beings, simply amassing huge wealth, and never allow too much to sadhu come to their house, entertain them, help them, propagating Krishna personal preaching. He is dealing with the deadly snakes. Snake, like school place, something more explanation there. I don't want to get into it. But I know dead snake is sometimes considered as a kausha. Like a dead person, if I, when snake is snake, I am confronting dead person any moment. So once you see, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Tarmudde Jivahuti Dhumaya Shudhumati. Sarido Amitaj, his body is lack of ignorance. But all this material civilization based on this bodily pleasure. How to enhance it? I remember in my school days, I read a poem, Ulysses. And one place he said, I will drink life to the least, that means last drop of wine, dubani, or whatever you call it. That is this material life. How to enjoy with our tongue and other senses? You take it out, most probably, some sadhu say, most the whole world will become mad. What? What is life for them? This is madness. That is why it's called animal life. His life is called like animals are after them. If that is our goal, sense gratification, no, no pramatana, always here, committing sinful activity. That is the basic thing. Drinking, killing animals, in the slaughterhouse, big slaughterhouse, for that tongue's pleasure, just to take a little bacon or whatever. Or chicken, whatever. Red rooster, I don't want to go into it. Drinking, attachment to intoxicant. Too much free mixing. It's common now. In this day, it's common. We have great responsibility. And Prabhupada showed how to do that. He set up an example. Now, it is up to us how seriously we take it. So one day, one boy, he is asking, Prabhupada told this story, I am just telling. He has got only mother. She went to a rishi to become a student, to be initiated by him. Name was Gautam Rishi. Prabhupada used to, this is a famous story in the Veda. Impersonal person also. Impersonal, you don't accept the Vyastha can be brahmachari. But Vaishnava said, difficult. But there. So, all Vishnu Sampradaya. but he personally has not accepted. So this boy, when he said this, now to your student, please accept me as your disciple and give initiation. Initiation is purpose of formality, is external. Are you dedicating your life for Guru service? Then, by his blessing, he can become. The other is not a Brahmacharya, under the control of anybody, a Guru, independently moving around. So, he said, yes, I will give you. First, you tell your Gotra, who is your father? He went to his father and said, I find myself, many boys don't play with me, they don't invite me, neither they ask my invitation to come to my place. Why I am like this? Hated, ignored by everybody. Anyway, I asked him many times, you tell who is my father? Now here you have to tell to them. Then she says, look, I am serving many people. And simply by doing that, by intimate association, I got you, all my masters, all my masters. So this little boy is grown up enough to understand what it means. That she doesn't know. She even doesn't remember who is his father. You know. He served so many people. So you tell your master, your teacher, spiritual, that my mother is Japala. And I am Shaptaka. This is my identity. More than that, I don't know. That is my mother's. And he exactly this he told Gautam Rishi. Gautam Rishi was very pleased. But we understand, he knows what it means. Gautam Rishi said, yes, I see. You have got all Brahminical quality. You tell the truth. As the Buddha says, simply hearing Kali Yuga, buying some thread, but taking initiation doesn't become a qualified Brahmin. You can get some facility of it. You can't cheat God, you're cheating yourself. Making grave of your spiritual life. Yes, I'll give initiation. You to understand this boy is already Brahmin. This is the devotee. Another has firm faith, just like the little kids. Mommy, what is this? Daddy. And whatever they say, they accept it. But we don't accept what Guru says. Scripture says. You always have the tendency to doubt. Doubt, and test. For a doubtful soul, he cannot make progress. He cannot be happy in this world. One should make implicit faith in the words of Krishna, Achyuta, he cannot make mistake. And Guru, pure devotee, he can, all the secrets of spiritual life will be revealed to him. He can know how he is making progress. Otherwise we face so many bitter situations later on. Take things for granted, I am this, I am that, and face many things far from pleasant. This is the life in the history of many societies, spiritual societies. By dressing, neither one become a Vyasa, nor become a Brahmacharya, nor become a Sannyasi, nor become a Guru. Time, everything exposed. Yes? So we should take it very seriously, what does it mean, scripture. Then we make progress. Otherwise, what Ajamil happened, how much we have fallen now. We are in a condition you can see. We are always seeing all these things. It's like taking tea or coffee. Nothing. But Ajamil saw. How one can remain Brahmacharya? How one can remain true sannyasi? But if you get the mercy, a blessing of saintly person like Prabhupada, you can. In other words, you have to strictly follow him with all sincerity and seriousness. Then you can make progress. sister. Doesn't matter. You're a guest or woman, dressing the deity, cooking, you can become a first class Vaishnava. Simply following me. Thus we can see Jayananda Prabhu, who wanted to get married, Prabhu said, no, don't get married now. He lived like this, everything's okay, he can control. And he said, later on, he left his body. He was not in the limelight, neither he was recognized officially by institution. But his guru could recognize him. And he said, I hope, when he came to know, get a letter from the devotees, authority, that Prabhupada, this boy Jayananda, a devotee, you know, he left his body, suffering from leukemia, blood cancer. So Prabhupada commented, as I know him, I hope, he used this word, something. In this very life, he'll go back to God. He said that. So why not? Anybody can do. You follow the footprints of good devotee like Jayananda. Don't accept the official thing, I'm a brahmachari, I'm this and that. Right? Your goal is to become a pure devotee. Respect your brahmachari. But if you do brahmachari like, it is safe. It is safe. If you practice this, it's safe. That is what Prabhupada said. This brahmachari institution, Gurukul, is the future of ISKCON. Don't act, don't subtract what I gave you. Then you are saved. Otherwise, what you will face, I don't want to say. These books are total conversation. So I thought, I have to cooperate with the authority. But I have to tell also what my guru said. Thus you can see here said Dhiro. So what the word was Dhiro is there? Dijo. Dijo means twice born. Jo means born. You are born from the womb of our mother. That is like any other living entity. Once it is just like any other living entity. Born. But Dijo means second birth. When he is initiated. Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri. Simply, it delivers us from a material existence of sense gratification. And if you regularly practice that. But to chant and to practice is a heaven and hell difference. How difficult it is to practice and to delight. You think of meditating. But one thing good is, by chanting Hare Krishna, you can get all this, you can surpass. This is Mahamantra. Practicing, what Prabhupada says, you do that. Who are doing seriously, according to the result follows. The Lord Shiva, one story, Dhira, most of the people are Adhira. The devotees are becoming Dhira gradually. What the Dhira means, though he is the object of senses around him, and sometimes maybe in a most provoking situation, nobody is there alone, still he is undisturbed. It is not just, I am not this body. No, he has got the conviction, I am not this body. He has realized, so he acts like this. Not that mentally I am thinking, I am not this body. No. Simply by devotional service, he will be convinced. More he become convinced, more he become undisturbed. Others he will disturb. So, one story like that. The highest example of Dhido. Of course, we are not saying we should be testing ourselves in different situations. Once demigods wanted a son by Lord Shiva and Parvati. So asked Parvati, she was younger, exquisitely beautiful, after leaving her body her husband was insulted by his father-in-law. She was father-in-law, but to her, his father. Her father insulted her husband, who is topmost Vaishnava Anam Jatha Sambhu. Did he give any sacrifice, other demigods giving? No, because he thinks he is my son-in-law. He should show me respect. Why I have to do this? He thinks he done material relation. So Lord Shiva knew. He asked, every wife should be obedient to husband, ideal. Though husband also listened to wife's counseling. Then Parvati see on the sky, so many aeroplanes going, not like this, jumbo jet, divine plane. And with their wife, they're going, nice dressing, ladies like, I don't know, please excuse me. Yeah. Then they like to go to hospital, can only festival, everybody dressed nicely, then talk about all these things. I don't know, please forgive me. I don't know, it's from Prabhupada's book, so they enjoy it. And talking all this thing. Actually, his sisters are going, so he's trying, telling her husband, let us go. She alone should not go. But Shiva knows everything, what is going to happen. Some disturbance, havoc. Shiva says, I think I should not go. She doesn't like to go without husband, and wife should not go. Have this with wife. Best is with husband, if not with son or brother-in-law. This is Vedic system, don't go alone. And a woman looks nice with either his child, with her child, or with her husband. It's saying in scripture, she should go. She's again, just like a nagging wife, you know, otherwise she is not a wife. They're saying, wife must be nagging, please forgive me, and ladies. This is saying, she must be shepherd unlimited. Somebody say, you can please Shlok Maharaj, if you know married life. You can please God maybe, which is difficult. But to please your wife is very difficult. You say, what is your last final desire? Tell darling. Tell dear. She won't tell. What's that? I don't want to ask you. You say it like that. He never said, this is my final desire, carry down, well, do what will I, he never said. Anyway, I don't know. This is not, nothing to do with it. Anyway, so whatever, saying like that, so at one point, Lord Shiva, he found, Lord Shiva is, I mean, strict, she won't go. So she got angry, annoyed, just like many wives get angry. Even in our life, everybody sees, even he sees his mother, against father talking, angry, exchange. See, I go away, take the son or something. And she went away. But really later on she didn't lie. Her mother said, why you came? You know your father. Mother, father, always well wishing. This is internal thing. So mother also likes her daughter, other than her father. The mother is here. Your father, why? He is here without your husband. You know how your father treats and your father and your husband relation. She likes, because other sisters come, they talk, so it's all right. They love it very much. Don't mind. This is, I heard this thing from men. They like it, yes, I saw. You can't even. And deny, they must be. So, then she got angry, she is a great Vaishnava, no doubt. She is also pure devotee, Krishna Srinathji. She said, father, you are, you know, treating a great Vaishnava like this, materially, thinking and don't give sacrifices, insult. I don't want this body you gave me. And this was saying, she may say, she is a great yogini also. So she meditated and burned her body. Just meditation and all this. Again born as the daughter of Himalaya. And her name was Uma. And with one's beautiful wife is to worship Uma. According to scripture. Many men do that. So Uma was approached when she was just a youth, 17 years, something like that. It's like a flower. Very attractive. And she was very beautiful, of no compare. Demigods came to her. What do you want from me? We want you. You accept Lord Shiva. Now she at that time, divine client, who is in Kailas, accept her as your husband. What do you want me to do? I take some ingredients for worshipping. Huh? Still now India, grandmother tell, granddaughter. Go. Today is a Shiv Puja, Shiv Ratri. Go worship. Lord Shiva giving flower, fruits, and some water and some building. Lord Shiva is pleased. It's minimum thing. And you will get a good husband by your mercy. Usually, girls may find themselves can talk intimate things even with grandmother. May not do everything with mother. Like that. That is saying in India at least, I don't know here. Sons talk to not grandfather, mother, everything, but can talk from grandfather, allows everything. So anyway, what I have to do? You go and watch, he is there in Kailas. Okay, she is going. Go alone and worship him. And if he is pleased, again. Why? Say, then we know you will have a son who will make him very powerful, who will make him commander in chief of the demigods. He will fight and will win. He is very powerful. He will win. Oh, I see. Okay, she agreed after their request. They request her, please, please. And Shiva is meditating. Shiva's one name is called Digambar. Digambar means dig, means direction, is his clothing. In other words, he is hearing nothing. He knows I am not this body. He has got conviction. It's not we are saying, I am not this body. Dein has been jatate. Test will say how much you are convinced. Your action will tell. You are agitated. And she is putting flowers, this, that. She is going to be her husband. No. But Shiva doesn't, seems like he is completely absorbed something, meditating on Sankarsana. Krishna is another form. Even seeing touching his body, sometimes most sensitive organ is touching. He is not agitated. And Kalidas wrote this thing. Kalidas is a world famous drama writer in the world, in Sanskrit. One of the drama, his name is Kumar Sambhava. Kumar means son. And he will come. That is this case. So, Prabhupada studied Sanskrit when he was in college. And Prabhupada mentioning this. There Kalidas is writing, this is the example. Topmost sober person who can control his senses without being agitated. Dhira, highest example of dhira is dhira means undisturbed. So he's being agitated, provoked. He's not getting it. He's a young girl, exquisitely beautiful. Nobody is there. And he is very beautiful. And Lord Shiva looks like. Because he can only strict brahmacharya leave. He looked like this little boy. Prabhupada said, if you strictly follow brahmacharya, you may be very getting old. You don't look like that old. This is brahmacharya. He learned this thing. Of course, you should not expect overnight to become like Lord Shiva. Far from that. But at least, in around, surrounded by all objective, attractive, you may not be. Don't test. You see yourself when you face this situation. Try. This is the example of Soba. Dhira. Dhirasutta namo yati. One who cultivates this, he is not in illusion. He gets real knowledge. Simply reading books cannot get real knowledge. You have to experience. So, this boy, can he give him initiation? Another boy, asking. His mommy, then the mommy is taking him to school, and he has got faith. He said, mommy, I can go to school, but you have to take me. Why? I am afraid of this forest going through. Darling, listen, I work. I cannot attend you. Then I can't go, at least through the forest. Other person can go. Can you arrange? Oh, yes. His mother said, you have got a brother, you don't know. Really? I don't know. Yeah. I tell you, call him. He will answer you. He will take it through the forest. You request him. Brother, who is he? He said, Dinabandhu. Who is he? I am your brother. Actually, it's one name of Krishna. dinner, King John is very humble. And he's friend to them. Anybody is humble, even Christ said, one who is meek and humble, he can enter into the kingdom of God. In that realm. And here we see how the boy next day going came near the forest to say, oh, I'm not going forward. Who? Mommy says after that. I said, the little boy, a girl, asked mommy, what is this, daddy? And whatever they said, they accept. But we don't accept as you go. Yes?
Yes.
Everybody goes through this thing. And daddy, mommy say, darling, this is, go. And they accept it. But when you grow up and associate with outsiders, materialist, you become crooked. Always doubt. In general, everybody. Yes? Now what do you tell his father and mother? Yes. But now, later. Because of association. So that is Bhagavad made his God. That is why make his guru good. And you stick, you follow, you get up, raise up, and hey, 9 o'clock, you finish. So this boy, he is saying, Dinabandhu! He is saying, nobody comes. At one point he gets frustrated. He is crying. Krishna feels compassion for him. He comes. Who are you? I am Dinabandhu. What you want? Please, I am not afraid, you know, I can't go to the jungle, I am separated. Okay, come. I am regularly going. Every day, come, Dinabandhu. And then come, after some time. But we, Hare Krishna, may not think that we are associated with Krishna. Krishna is jumping on our tongue because we are diseased. We think, just finish the law. What is the time? What is the time? How to finish this thing? That's like a job. It's an obligation. No obligation. Out of love. And unflinching faith. How will I have faith? By association with Prabhupada. Association with one who has got strong conviction. Build up his conviction. Then we act. That's why Prabhupada made this call. No, I will alone to jump. Mentally, so many things is haunted. That is the case of, you know, that Sobhari Muni is going to water. I don't want to see the outside world. Maybe attracted. But there are also something there. And some is doing meditation, close eyes. But something in past experience coming. This is mine. Sometimes it's following me. So we have to again come back to pure devotee and follow his instructions. Now I think I am already taking more than 15 minutes extra. Maybe I have to stop somehow by this. Let me finish the story. The boy, one day, the teacher's day is supposed to bring, have a festival, everybody had feasting moon. They are asking who will bring what. The student is supposed to serve the guru, just like Guru Dakshina type, you know, modern school was in those days. So they ask, what will bring? He's shy, and he tried to hide himself. If they know they are poor, his mother, somehow or other, tried to get bread and butter for his dal roti. Somehow or other. With so much difficulty working hard. So he knows I cannot. So he said, I will ask my mom. He went to mom. Mom said, darling, we cannot ourselves maintain ourselves. What to speak of giving some present to the father, your guru? Where will we get? So, ask your dada, brother, he can't come out from there. Dinabandhu. He said, Dinabandhu. Dinabandhu said, tell your teacher, I will give some yogurt. Okay. They know each person will bring one item for everybody. For everybody, for maintaining, I mean entertaining. Hundreds of students and teacher together, they will be entertained. They will fail. So what will you bring? Yogurt. You can bring yogurt? Yes. My mommy says, Dinabandhu says, But she is hiding so that they don't say he's very shy and timid. He knows he cannot provide. The day came, they are looking for him. He came before going to school, he came that day. Went to school. Dinabandhu! Yeah. And came. They said this. Yeah, I'll bring. He tells, I'll give some yogurt. some quarter of a pound yogurt. I didn't want to give it to him. He's a simple boy. He's hiding, he knows. The guy's teasing. So he's looking for him. Where is he? Where is he? And he's hiding. Suddenly they found him. Hey, now come on. So many people have to eat. Where is your yogurt? This man. So many people you have to feed. Each person has to bring one item. You bought yogurt. So many people took to the room, storeroom, and put in a pot. Happened to be stayed in hand, the pot. And yogurt fell there. This for so many persons. Look at it. It's full. Again? Full. There yogurt also is full. And the God is absolute. If you give God, God will also give you. That we have this faith. Ask yourself. We can ask ourselves. Om Purna Madhava Purna. Krishna is eating. But he's eating, no doubt. But not like our eating. He's still giving back this thing for you. So kind. And simply eating that, you can become Krishna conscious. Use your tongue for eating only prasad and prasad only. That will become purified. Say onam mrita pav, bhaktiva thakte. Rather, we don't take prasad, ask, please have your chant Hare Krishna. Many guys don't chant. Why? It's not purified. It's not purified by taking prasad, associating. One boy asking his mother, he is Iskon, so ask, mommy, now your time is running out. Anything could happen any moment. Don't say, mother, you will die. Nobody says in India. Mother, tell Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Mother is listening at one point. Husband gone. At one, mother got annoyed. I cannot say so many words here, Hare Krishna. Say Hare Krishna. I cannot say. But she is saying so many things. I cannot say so many words. You won't say Hare Krishna. You do. Why? She is like that. Because of her association past. No association is devotee. Though son is devotee. Trying to good for mother. He wants my mother also go to God. My mother. Better. Because of association. Son wants mother. It was good distance, every son, naturally. The mother brought him. So anyway, work hard for him. Same thing. One wife, sitting, husband to my old man, daddy paddy, sitting near center park in New York, near a lake, there is a lake there, sitting. And New York Times giving the picture, comic, you know, only picture, only one or two words. The wife, old lady, asking her husband, chant, chant, chant. Wife is maybe reading newspaper, some channel. God, God, God. But not Hare Krishna. So you are all fortunate. All of us are. Came in association with Prabhupada and ISKCON. Opportunity is knocking. It's up to us how much seriously and sincerely follow Prabhupada's instruction and go back to God. Even in this very life. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. This can be gone so many. In example I thought I would tell. But you know, I don't like to take too much time. I've got other things to do. Thank you very much for allowing me to serve you.
Any question? Comment? Then Hari Bo. Hare Krishna.
Sonal Subhash Swami Maharaj ki
jai.
Sri Prabhupada ki
jai.
Bhakta Bhaktin ki jai.